Hi, this is Jamie Steinberg, contributing writer for Starry Constellation magazine. I love working for the magazine, and I hope you all enjoy my podcast. Thank you so much for your support, and thank you for playing Among the Stars. How would you describe your sound?
The record is a feel-good rock and roll record. It's an independent record, independent release, so it's not overproduced. You know, we made it with a small budget, but we're really good about it, and emphasis is on songwriting and hooks. But, you know, compared to all of the top 40 records that are out there today, does it sound like a $3 million record? No. It's organic. It's a feel-good rock and roll record. I'm psyched about it.
Who are some of your musical influences?
Oh, everything from, you know, Cole Sinatra to Bon Jovi, Aerosmith, The Police, you know, John Mayer, Norah Jones, more current artists. I think you'll find my taste is pretty eclectic, and even my time spent on American Idol, I tried to show as much diversity as I possibly could, and grew up in a very musically diverse home, and I tried to show that on the record. Considering it is my own label and I was able to have that artistic freedom, I just went for it.
How much hand did you have in the production of this album?
Oh, very much. You know, again, I'm the president of the label, so I had as much say as I wanted to say, but I hired an incredible band. They tour with me, and, you know, I handpicked them all from the best group of New York City. And Jim Boja and Mark Copley produced it, and they play in the band. And they're incredible singer-songwriters in their own right, and they really coached me quite well on this record. And despite it being a solo record, I feel it has a distinct band sound to it, and I'm pretty excited.
What made you choose Everybody Loves as the first single?
Well, I was finishing up the record in New York City, and then the executive producer of The Bold and the Beautiful called me up, Brad Bell, and said, listen, I love your song Everybody Loves. I heard it on your MySpace. You know, I have a great idea about bringing you into a storyline this summer, and would you be interested? And I said, of course. You know, I'm an actor, and I've been acting my whole life, so to turn down a job like that would just be foolish. Tremendous worldwide audience. And the fact that they wanted to work my material into the show was pretty cool. I just went for it, and because Everybody Loves was the first track on the record, song that they featured on The Bold and the Beautiful, we felt that that would probably be the best overall single for the record. It's a feel good song, got a summer sort of vibe to it, sing along sort of thing, and. Yeah, I think it's pretty catchy. So I think it's got a good message, a nice positive message. It represents the album well. It's not too rock, it's not too pop. It's somewhere right in the middle, and I think that's where my audience is as well.
What would you say is your favorite track on the album?
I think my favorite track outside of the single, which I do love dearly, and it's tough to pick because they're all my little babies, if you know what I mean. They're all my little lovebirds. But I think that. Eight, Fading Into You, was written by a friend of mine, E-Man, who's a big, big singer, songwriter. He wrote songs for Nick Lachey, and he wrote Backstreet Boys hits, and he's a Greek guy, just like me, and, you know, we connected one day, and I think he's so talented, and he gave me this song, and I hope I did it justice, because it's a fabulous song, and I think it came out really good on the record, and the girls seem to like it, so I'm pretty excited about it.
What can people expect from a live Constantine show?
One thing I can, you know, I've grown up a lot with American Idol, even though I'm, you know, I probably should have grown up long before then. I've become humbled by the whole experience, but one thing I can definitely say is that I put on a hell of a show. You know, we have great energy as a band, as you know, as just a big unit on stage. You know, we bring real rock and roll to the stage. You know, we're not a band that's going to sound like crap. You know, we take pride in the live performance. We might not sell millions of records, but we'll put on a hell of a show, and we'll constantly tour, and that's my hope. So when you come to a show, you can expect a lot of diversity. You can have a lot of fun. There'll be a lot of, you know, there'll be some drama. There'll be some, you know, fun songs. There'll be, you know, some arena rock, and I think it all sort of blends together pretty well.
Why should people take the time to pick up your album?
I think, you know, I'm a hardworking kid from Brooklyn, you know, a Greek boy. You know, I've been in this business a long time. you know, I paid my dues long before American Idol. I put myself through school, through Boston Conservatory. I've done crappy, you know, tours of Broadway shows and some great stuff, too. And I think that I've proven in the last 2 years that six is the new first, you know, that I've been able to do everything from that. I don't think a lot of people are able to say that. I've starred on Broadway in two shows. I'm in a huge soap opera now. I've toured. I've started my own label. And I think that I'm not trying to brag, but I think that because of the hard work I've put in, that people should hopefully, you know, respond to that. I think that's in and of itself something to support. You know, I'm a good kid. I help out, you know, people in need all the time. I do a lot of charity work, and I feel that, you know, if I can sell enough records to keep making indie records and touring and doing acting gigs, then I'll be very blessed.
Do you have any interest in returning to Broadway someday?
Oh, absolutely. You know, my company that started Six Place Productions is not just a record company, you know, Six Place Records. It's we've developed a theatrical department as well, and we hope to continue to, you know, develop that and produce Broadway shows in the near future, and shows and vehicles far in. That would be amazing. And if not, you know, there's plenty of plays here, and I love Broadway, and my heart, yes, absolutely, I would love to return there very soon.
Do you keep in touch with your old bandmates from Betty?
I do. Hambusi, an extremely talented drummer, songwriter, he's a great artist, actually, a graphic designer. He works with me a lot doing graphics and a lot of my internet stuff for me, and he's one of my best friends. And Joel and Taylor are also very close to me. They're off doing different musical projects right now, and I support them wholeheartedly. We, you know, we never got the chance to really be a band because, you know, before American Idol, I was in Rent for 2 years, and, you know, I dragged them across the country, and we only knew three songs. And then all of a sudden, I was on American Idol, and the big storyline was me leaving the band, and all of a sudden, we were like this national attention. We never had that proper time to really just be a band, sweat our asses off in the studio and write songs. And it's unfortunate because the record that came out that I really had nothing to do with, I feel didn't really represent the energy that we were able to achieve on stage and the unity that we had as four guys from Brooklyn, you know. So, but they're great guys, support me, and you know, I have no regrets, and here I am 2 years later putting out the record that I feel I could have never made if I had made one right off American Idol. I needed to go out there and experiment and tour and find my voice and really figure shit out.
What would you like to say to everybody who's a fan and supporter of you?
I just want to say thank you so much for supporting me these last couple of years. It's been a pleasure to perform for you. And thank you for your patience and your dedication to what I do, for believing in me when other people didn't, and picked up this record because it's got my heart and soul on it, and I feel really good about it. And I promise to continue to do good work and be a good person and to always bring the rock.